It was Igor Stravinsky, the classical composer, who said, "To know how to discard, as a gambler says, that is a great technique of selection." And that is really one of the items that separates a good photographer from a great photographer. If you look at an amateur per se, they don't know how to edit, right? They don't know how to determine which image is best. There really is an art and a craft to editing. And a lot of times what happens to the amateur is they just get a little bit overwhelmed. Well, pros get overwhelmed as well, but they can somehow handle the stress better, right? That's what makes a pro. They can deal with the pressure. They can handle that and see through all of that. Because here's what happens. You shoot some photos, let's say up here in the mountains, and you're thinking, oh, this is so beautiful. And so I capture a few images, but then I go back and I open them up in the Adobe Bridge. Yet as you look at them, you're just devastated. Oh, that one's not very good. That one's not very good. And the photos don't capture your experience of the event. They're not quite good enough. And you keep seeing these photos that aren't good. And then you see one that's good, but you're not really sure of it. And why? Well, because you've seen photos that aren't very good. Maybe they're bad. And then it's kind of hard to find the keeper. Or then maybe you say, hey, these are the keepers. But then you remember all those bad photos. And you think, hey, those bad photos invalidate these good photos. I don't really know what I'm doing. These aren't very good. But what you have to do is say, okay, yeah, that image isn't any good. It didn't quite capture my experience. Okay, fine, but I'm going to find something here. I'm going to search for that image. I'm going to keep looking. I'm going to keep digging. I have to know how to discard. And then typically what you want to do is you start with this big mass of images, and then you edit it down, and then you edit it down, and then you edit it down. And by the time you begin this editing process, narrowing your selection, you come up with, let's say, 10 keepers, then you're like, wow, those keepers are really good. Yet, what happens to the amateurs, they say, yeah, those were good, but the other 40, they weren't very good. Therefore, that kind of invalidates these 10. Well, no way. That doesn't invalidate those. You have to have that vision. You have to have that kind of strength of character to see beyond the images that perhaps aren't so good. This is the same thing that's true in most arts or anything that's a craft. So if you want to make your images better, if you want to get better at the art and craft of photography, spend more time editing. And one of the things that I think you'll discover is that as you get better at editing, you'll all of a sudden become a better photographer. Now, did you actually become a better photographer? Well, I don't really know. Perhaps it's just you learned how to find and discover those photographs, and then that taught you how to actually shoot. Because the next time you came up to the mountains and you were looking around, you would start to begin to identify what was a potential keeper because you were thinking through that whole process.